You have problems anytime you have people and get around people. You have a husband, you have problems. You have a wife, you have problems. If you have saints, you have problems. Anytime you have people, you have problems. But my goodness, if you didn't have problems, you know where you'd be? In a cemetery. And none of us want to be dead. And it just gets funnier and funnier, don't it? But I'm glad to be here tonight to introduce a great lady. And when I told all of that, I wanted to say this. Sister Lumpkin is the preacher's wife and the district superintendent's wife. She's got double problems. But I'm sure she can stand up here and say something to you tonight that you're going to love. I always love to hear her. Come ahead, Sister Lumpkin. And when I get up here, I can't think of much to say around home. But when I get up here, I really can't turn it on. So God bless you, Brother Lumpkin. It's good to have you all.
Praise the Lord, everybody.
Praise the Lord.
Well, now, she and I are just the opposite. Now, I thought she and I got along real well. But now, when I get up here, I'm absolutely petrified and don't know anything to say. But I can really do real well at home, can't I? It's always good to be here. I've never been here that I didn't feel that people are real happy in this church. You know, you can tell that, especially somebody that doesn't belong and they're used to being in churches. You can pretty well tell when you come in, you kind of get the feel of the congregation. And you can tell that folks are happy here. And that's a good feeling. And there's always such enthusiasm in your testimonies. I've noticed that every time. And as you conduct your testimony service different. I like that. But you can tell that people are happy in that. It's good to see Brother Rutledge come in tonight, and I didn't know he had written that song, but I could tell by the expression on my husband's face that he thoroughly enjoyed that song tonight, and it was beautiful. Such beautiful harmony, and the words were just outstanding. I'll say something good for Sister Rutledge. She has always been very, very kind to me under any circumstance at any time. She's always made me feel real good, and I appreciate that so much. I was thinking tonight, I was going through this book. We've had this book in Fort Smith, so it isn't new to me, but I had never noticed that a song on page 52, "Oh Say But I'm Glad." But I believe that's the first song I ever remember hearing when I got saved. I wasn't really raised this way. I never did believe anything else, but as far as really belonging to the church, I was married and had my son before I ever really started serving the Lord. But way back there, my mother served the Lord, and I can remember them singing that song, "Oh Say But I'm Glad." And it's really an old-time song, but I thought, well, I really can still say that I'm glad. I am glad. As your pastor's wife said, it isn't always easy. And somebody was in my home today, a nephew of mine, who is not in the ministry and never and has not been raised in a minister's home. But he made a few remarks, and I said, well, son, let me tell you something. I said, there's really no difference in a preacher and just a saint in the church. I said, they're both human. They both make mistakes. I said, the difference is one of them has a call of God on his life. And to be a preacher, you know. But we still are only human, aren't we?
Right.
And I'm glad when we do make a mistake that the Lord doesn't just turn us loose, that he has compassion on us and just never gives up on us, does he?
Right.
You know, we never give up on our children. All of our children are different, and some of them may be a little harder to raise, but we never give up on them as a mother. And that's the same way the Lord never did give up on me, or I wouldn't be here tonight. So I appreciate the Lord. He has been very, very good to me and to my family. And I appreciate always getting to come here. We didn't know we were going to get here for the 42nd anniversary, but we were real thrilled. We got to go out and eat with your pastor and his wife and this good man behind us. But we did enjoy. We enjoy their fellowship, and it's always good to be here in the church. And again, I say, the Lord has been good to me, and I love him tonight.
Praise God. Give her a hand, Jesus. Let's sing that chorus, "Oh Say But I'm Glad," just because she's here. Let's stand, will you?
Well, oh, say, but let's receive Brother Lumpkin by saying, God bless Brother Lumpkin.
God bless Brother
Lumpkin.
Amen. Thank you, Brother Rutledge, and praise the Lord, everybody. You may be seated. I was given a rather quick look through this calendar of mine to see when I was in this fine church the last time, and I hadn't been here since last year, I don't think. So I'm not wearing my welcome out.
That's right.
Amen. It's so good to be here. And, of course, Brother Rutledge always tends to lend a little bit of humor and some things, you know. And it's true he is getting old, too old for the superintendent's job. And and I know there's been lots of you that have called me and urged him to run, but no, you haven't, brother. That's a story, brother Rutledge. But it is good to be in the house of the Lord tonight. And if my wife does get petrified in the pulpit, she seemed to have taken some kind of pill before she got here tonight, because she did pretty good, didn't she? She stayed for a while and enjoyed a testimony. Well, we have to drive from here to El Dorado tonight after service and have a pretty busy time the rest of the week, but we wanted to come tonight and be with Brother Rutledge and call him and ask him if he was in revival. Anything of that nature, and he said he wasn't, and so he invited us to come after I asked him if I could. Praise the Lord. And Brother Rendell, that song, that trio, that was beautiful. And I didn't remember you writing the one Brother Wall sang, but those songs were so good. The girls sang beautifully tonight. Amen. What talent. Thank the Lord. Brother Morgan used to say when he got to heaven, they had an angelic choir, he was going to send in his own request for himself to sing, you know.
Yeah.
But he knew he was going to have to get a glorified body before anybody would ever enjoy it. Amen. Well, thank the Lord. If I could sing and play like some of these people, I've heard of God doing some miracle to people sometime. I've heard stories of people never able to play a note on a piano and going over and sitting down and start playing a piano.
Yeah, I've heard.
Now, I don't know whether that's true or not, but if they said it is, I'll believe it, you know, especially if they got the Holy Ghost. But I've often wished that they would... that something like that could happen to me. But you know there's usually a price to pay for something like that.
Amen.
Amen. Well, thank the Lord.
Praise.
This looks like a good Wednesday night service with a home crowd and God's people gathered in here to worship the Lord on Wednesday evening. I agree with what one of the brethren said up here tonight. Sometime you can come to the house of God rather weary in body and tired from the activities of the day or the week. But there is something refreshing that oftentimes happens to you. You know, and I believe that. I really believe that. I believe that when the presence of the Lord is poured out in a congregation or an assembly, that there are blessings that come with it that add strength. I've heard say that it's wonderful to be around somebody when they get the Holy Ghost, because you never know what God's going to do for those that are praying for that one. I've even heard it said that something biologically can happen to a person. A touch of God spiritually, a touch of God physically, to a man or a woman when they are seeking the Lord with somebody else. So it pays to go to the altar. And it pays to pray. I wrote down a few little things here tonight. The Lord will help me. One thing I've always been able to do in this pulpit, and that's be myself. I don't have to impress anybody. I have no dynamic reputation to lose to begin with. So I really don't have to worry about that too. But at any rate, there are some things in life that really make a difference. And when I said a dynamic reputation, I have a pretty good reputation, but I don't mean as a Billy Sunday, you know, or Marvin Rutledge or somebody like that. Praise God. But some things in life really make a difference. You know, I don't know where I read this before, but I read where a man was building his house on the sand. Now, I know I've read that in the Bible, but I was reading an application of it in some other little news weekly somewhere. And in this particular case, they were building the house on the sand because it was a lot quicker to build a house on the sand. You didn't have to worry about the foundation if you built it on the sand. And obviously it had to be dry at that time. So they said, just build the house on top of the ground. And you know, if you look into the classified section and you're out job hunting, or rather house hunting, and you're looking for a house and you're going through the ads, it never does say beautiful foundation.
No.
18 inches wide, 24 inches deep. Have you ever read an ad like that to find a house? Steel reinforcement in the footing. In addition, foundation poured on top of solid rock. 2200 South 6th Street. Come and look. Well, you don't usually read an ad like that. But the ad does say usually three beautiful bedrooms, you know, spacious. Closets galore. 2.5 baths. Spacious country kitchen. Breakfast bar. Humongous den with cathedral ceiling. 8x8 walnut stained beams. And so sun porch, Florida room, whatever that is. Double garage. Storm cellar. Can be entered from within the house as well as the outside. Well, you see that kind of ad, it gets your attention. You just hope it's got a good foundation. Really, some things in life make a lot of difference, is what I'm trying to say. The rich man, another man I read about decided to build a house, and he ordered his shingles first. He laid his shingles on the ground. Somebody said, "What are you doing?" He said, "I'm building a house." And he is nailing his shingles to the ground, you know. Well, it makes a difference where you nail your shingles, doesn't it? You know, some things in life make a difference. It would be quite ridiculous to go out and see somebody nailing their shingles on the sand.
Yeah.
You know, makes a difference. I got up this morning, and my wife and I sat down for a few minutes together, went up to the living room, and not often we sit up there. I don't know why we don't. We got the couch paid for a couple months ago. It ought to be all right to sit there now, but anyway, we were there and we were drinking a cup of coffee. If that doesn't violate any of your convictions, we were doing that. And I said, I think I am hungry for a good breakfast. And so we went in, had a good breakfast together. And always kidding waitresses about yard eggs. I'm always commenting, do we have yard eggs today or do we have those store-bought eggs, you know? But I think there's a difference. Amen. You know, peanut butter's good. I don't like it by itself. I like it with a piece of bread or cracker and half a gallon of water. And some things make a difference when you're eating.